Thank you very much, sir. Your Excellency, Minister of Justice, Head of the Delegation, dear members of the delegation from the Plurinational State of Bolivia, I would like to echo my colleagues in extending my thanks to you, and I'd like to commend you on the comprehensive report submitted to us with about 30 annexes. But I'd also like to say that this report sets out a lot of statistical information, particularly disaggregated statistics. This enables us to better understand the situation of migrant workers in your country. Thank you also for all of the information provided to us since yesterday and today via the replies given to us and answering all of the questions raised by our colleagues. However, I would also like to raise two questions. One relates to bilateral and multilateral agreements. I'd like to understand the nature of those agreements. One of the members of the delegation touched upon this issue at the beginning of today's meeting. But on bilateral and multilateral agreements related to migration, you cite a number of them, six, I believe, in paragraph 49 of the report. And when we look at the report, the six agreements and protocols you have cited have been concluded with members of Mercosur and associated states, focus primarily on cross-border migration through the regular passage and electronic registration of migrations, the verification of travel documentation and repatriation procedures. One of the members of the delegation talked about the bilateral stakeholders dealing with other matters, and these are agreements concluded with Algeria and Argentina. Not Algeria, says the speaker, Argentina rather, and other countries. Let me just say that all of those elements linked to the flow of cross-border migrants is important to strengthen bilateral ties and bolstering multilateral agreements. It's also important to state that Bolivia has engaged in bilateral or regional agreements, the main aims of which would be the protection of migrant workers in order to uphold and respect their fundamental rights. Along the same lines, could you tell us whether there are bilateral or multilateral conventions related to cooperation or migration cooperation in order to be developed by the state party by expanding the opportunities of mobility in terms of manpower, the prevention of brain drain, for instance, and the reintegration of migrants, support for commitments and initiatives by the diaspora, the facilitation of remittances, and vocational training imparted, which could be imparted to those who are repatriated. I have another question on the issue of checks and controls. I think that you did reply to that in detail, but I would like you to help us to better understand this point. In the various explanations you've given, you talk about checks and controls at the border areas or close to the border areas, but the State Party has also said that in line with the Migration Act, the Director General for Migration conducts checks in various places in order to ensure that migrants are regularized who are on the territory illegally. Could the members of the delegation please clarify what is happening specifically in order to regularize migrants following the checks carried out, not at the border areas or close to the border areas, but, as we say, at train stations, on the street, in hotels, in individuals' houses, in higher education institutions and the workplace. I would like to know whether the same procedure applies with a view to regularization carried out by the Director General for Migration at the border areas or close to the border areas. Is there a specific procedure which is applied when it comes to checks in the public area. What about migrants? Are they considered to be irregular or illegal during these checks? In the report, you state that offences related to migration are punished, either whether they're committed by foreigners or nationals with a fine or the obligation to leave the country. But this regularization or this control, could it lead to the expulsion of a migrant? That's another question I had. And if we look at these control procedures at the border, or close to the border, or in the street, let's say, do you have statistics on persons who have undergone those controls and checks? How many of them have benefited from regularization, and how many of them have been detained, if you have cases of detention, or indeed how many of them have been repatriated? And my last question, still on the issue of migration controls and checks of irregular migrants, I would like to know what type of support these migrants can benefit from, whether it be from the state party or from the state of origin, particularly when it comes to repatriation, but also when it comes to detention, if it turns out that there are cases of detention based on statistics you could provide us with. Thank you very much indeed. These are the additional questions I wanted to add to the debate.